The word today is renewal. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. As we age, we become concerned about the ability of our body to renew itself. We can be enticed by products that promise to turn back the years, to look and feel younger. While our bodies age and weaken, God has put inside of us a power that does not fade. It is the treasure of eternal salvation through faith in Jesus. Here to discuss further this powerful truth is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Renewal.
There is an actor in Hollywood. His name is Jeremy Renner. And I really don't know any of the movies or any of the work that he has done. I don't follow him, but I remember maybe a year or so ago, I saw a news article about some horrible accident that had happened to him. He was operating a vehicle called a snowcat. And this is a very heavy winter vehicle with big tracks that can move across soft snow. And this vehicle is about 14,000 pounds, I'd say somewhere around 6,000 kilograms. And he somehow got in front of this vehicle and it ran over him. Can you imagine all of that massive weight that was resting on him? Now, the only reason he survived is because the tracks are so wide and it distributed the weight across him. But he lived through it. He had 30-plus broken bones, and he had to go through long, long rehab. Can you imagine just waiting for the bones to heal and then trying to learn to move and walk again? And he had an attitude, whatever it takes. I think about the scriptures and how it talks about the process of renewal and healing, restoration that comes to a person who comes to Jesus Christ in faith. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 7, talking about this treasure of eternal life. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. I'm reminded of that incident where Jeremy Renner was run over by the snowcat, where it just broke all his bones, and he had to come together again. He had to recover. In sin, sin does just a horrible thing to us. It just mangles us. It just destroys us. It ruins, it wrecks the image of God. The image of God, the way the Lord created humanity originally, it was that we were authentically good and kind, wholesome, peaceful, loving. And when humans took the bait from Satan and sinned, it wrecked us up badly. Humans are a mess. Mentally, emotionally, we're damaged goods, and God had to reclaim us. God had to remake us through Jesus Christ. And that's what the gospel is about. It's about the fact that God chose, instead of just destroying you and dumping you, he chose to give you a chance to be remade in Jesus. Now, it is a call for faith in Jesus. You don't get this restoration just off on your own or through some other spiritual source. This is through Jesus Christ. And so in the New Testament, we're called to come to Jesus for renewal. It's what's called being born again. It's having a new start, a new life, a new renovations, so to speak, except that it's this power of eternity. It's the power of resurrection, but it's kept in this clay jar. That's what's said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Well, you know, you can't save yourself from death. You can't erase the sins and the problems that you've done. How are you going to deal with all this? That is God's specialty. That is what the Lord does. And he is pleased to work a system whereby he is able and he is willing to give you cleansing, forgiveness of your sins. He's willing to give you life from the grave. He's willing to give you a glorified, remade body that is no longer susceptible to sin and death. And he is also willing to grant you an inheritance into eternal life. All of this is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the source of all this. He is the one you must come to in order to get this. And that's where faith comes in. Our faith in Jesus brings us to him, and he gives us these gifts freely. This treasure is kept in our body, in our mind, in our weakened physical form. And this power for salvation is from God. So we actually have God's divine power of eternal life, forgiveness of sins, that we hold in our bodies because of faith in Jesus. We are given the light of God's glory, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. It says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,'" that'd be a reference to the creation, "made this light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." So the light that God created at creation through his powerful word, he is willing to invest in us, the light of redemption through Jesus Christ. It's very profound, very beautiful. And you notice how resilient Christians are because of the faith that we hold. The apostles had a rough time. Early Christians had a difficult time. And that's why this is a very comforting verse, especially to people who are persecuted or troubled, harassed because they're Christians. This is so powerful when it says that we are hard-pressed but not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are struck down but not destroyed. The body is going to take a beating. The body is going to succumb to either sin or persecution, beatings, imprisonment, starvation. The body is just not going to survive it. But what is internal because of faith, the light of Christ, the salvation that God has the power to renew us and strengthen us and redeem us and resurrect us, that is indestructible. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10, "We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." Here comes the comfort. If we have been killed with Christ, we will be raised with Christ. In verse 14, "Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence." And then it gets to what a fantastic conclusion. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I think about that verse. Outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. I want to urge you to do something. We all know that our bodies are wasting away. We try to pretend as though we're still as beautiful as we were 10, 20 years ago. That's not true. We fake it. We pretend. You know, they have an everlasting, eternal beauty and all. No, the body's wasting away. The body is decaying. We're getting uglier. We're getting older. We're heading toward death. That's the reality. Let's deal with it as it is. But while we're aging and decaying and wearing out and all, meanwhile, we can be growing stronger and more beautiful spiritually. This is what I want you to do. Focus. As you're aging, as you're weakening, as your body is wasting away, focus on being renewed every day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on gaining strength and vigor spiritually. While your body is weakening, have your spirit strengthening, because God is preparing you for life eternal. Think about it. Your brain, your mind will go on into eternity. God is training you up. God is preparing you for your mind and spirit to be in eternal life. The body he can deal with, the body he can remake, but it's going to be this same mind and spirit. So concentrate on that. Focus on that and take great pleasure from the fact that even while you're succumbing to sin and death's effects, God is building you up and giving you new life, new vigor, new hope, new promise. Share this with somebody. Encourage them to look at 2 Corinthians 4 and take great comfort from the fact that these light and momentary troubles of the body are going to be dealt with someday. We're going to have eternal life in Jesus Christ. We're going to be restored. We are going to be raised up with Jesus to have life everlasting. There's hardly any comfort greater than that. Focus on it, enjoy it, and love God for eternal life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.